about as far as you can get from political reality is reality TV, and a reality TV phenomenon making headlines and dominating airwaves in all day parts. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you are not alone. Today, the Unger Report takes this on. Of course, Brian Unger has no idea about what it is either and is here to discuss it with us. Brian, what is this phenom that you have no insight into or expertise to discuss with us today?
Well, Alex, the news has indeed been dominated by an African-American woman who has come before the country, whom millions say is lying.
Condi Rice?
No, her name? Omarosa. The antagonist in a highly watched NBC reality show called The Apprentice.
You're fired.
I've heard of this one. I know the show. It's a hit. It's among the top five most watched. But who is Omarosa?
I don't know, Alex. But she's popping up all over the electromagnetic spectrum, appearing on morning news programs, Oprah in the afternoon, and then at night in an hour-long infomercial for Trump hotels, condos, casinos, and golf courses.
Brian, that is The Apprentice. That's the show.
Okay, Alex. All right, with the volume turned down on my TV, very difficult to distinguish. But I do know through others that the country has strong reservations about Omarosa's credibility.
And why is that? What happened?
I don't know. But I know it was difficult to have a conversation with anyone this weekend without knowing how she lied and deceived the country. I was very out of the loop. Were you?
I actually, you know, I've seen her, but I don't quite know.
Well, Alex, we're not alone in our struggle to be conversant in reality show trends. There are others out there, many listening right now, who are just as clueless at cocktail parties, at the office, or at the gym, who panic when confronted with questions like, can you believe what a liar Omarosa is? I don't know about you, Alex, but they suffer bouts of anxiety, depression, and in some cases, loss of sexual function. It has a name, water cooler detachment disorder, or WDD.
Is there help for this condition, Brian?
Well, sadly, there's no real treatment protocol for people who suffer severe breaks from reality TV, other than turning it on and watching it. And some experts say watching it is more dangerous than not knowing anything about it. So it's a real paradox, Alex. How does one participate in the American conversation without killing parts of their own brain?
You know, if we could just get everyone to turn it off.
Oh, Alex, not in this reality. What we need to do is treat reality TV with the same importance we treat real reality.
And how do we go about doing that?
Well, try this one on, Alex. Much like the president receives a daily briefing, or PDB, which we've been hearing about so much lately, the rest of us could receive an RTVDB, a reality TV daily briefing, in which we could have known, say, that Omarosa was not only determined to lie, but that she in fact did lie, with a simple memorandum issued every day available to every American. We can go back to the water cooler with confidence, Alex, to the bar with a tidbit, and to the bedroom with something to talk about after sex. It could be the end of water cooler detachment disorder, or WDD, as we know it.
That's a great idea, Brian. I still don't know what The Apprentice is about.
I don't either, Alex, but I'm pretty sure that this show has something to do with an NBC executive losing a big bet at one of Trump's casinos.
Thanks for the lack of insight, Brian.
My pleasure, Alex.
Brian Unger's non-insights are a regular Monday feature on Day to Day. You can find them archived at the Day to Day site at npr.org.